I'm Ned Hancock. I'm currently serving as a board member of Citrus Research and Development Foundation. I'm the treasurer and therefore chair of the Finance Committee, and we also have started a subcommittee from that to try to improve our communication from the research from the CRDF back down to the industry, not just growers, but stakeholders and interested parties. Incumbent upon us to make sure that whatever information is available, that everybody's aware of and everybody knows about it. But in addition to that, many times if there's pending issues before the board, it would be helpful to get grower input, because collectively I think we can do a much better job of targeting specific issues and you know, how we spend our money to try to get the best result. So, you know, how do we communicate that better? How do we communicate that more effectively? And then I also think that we need to do a better job of communicating those stakeholders that are important to our industry, whether they're our legislators, our leaders in Tallahassee, our leaders in Washington, that they can understand that the resources that they're committing to this industry are worth it, that as growers, we are trying very hard to get this industry back into the mode that it was a few years ago and looking to make some gains and some advances. But I think we've all got to do a better job of trying to communicate what's going on with CRDF back downstream into the industry and to all interested parties.
And I think you mentioned just one of those ways is you want to improve the website for CRDF.
Well, we need to make it a little more grower-friendly, but we also need to make sure that information is disseminated maybe in a little more up-to-date format, and that it's not something you've got to wade through 100 publications to determine, you know, what is it that you're looking for. So we're going to try to improve the search aspects. We're going to try to improve, you know, just the general information that goes out. And we're going to try to take some successes from other folks' websites and other folks, the way they've disseminated information and found it more palatable to the consumer. That's, you know, we're just trying to do a better job and trying to make sure that if there's anybody that's got a question, that we have the ability to answer it if the information is available.
And that's one of the purposes of this meeting today, is to get grower input from down here in the Southwest on how they might suggest you improve communications, correct?
That's correct, and also to get their input into what kind of research they would like to see. And in many cases, we hear of their successes, and that may lead to other research that is done. We're not, you know, a million-member community. We're kind of a small family, a little smaller than what we used to be, but we're still a family of citrus industry representatives. And we need to come together and make sure that anything that's available, that we share it. And as a board member, I don't have near the depth of information that a lot of my fellow growers do. And I would like to think that, you know, maybe they could share some of that with us, which would help us as we go through making these decisions on what research to fund, because we're a funding agency. That's basically it. And we're here to serve this industry. So we'll serve it better if everybody gets on the same page and it has the same information.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.